It's 2025, and if your B2B marketing strategy for the new year doesn't include improving your ad targeting, you know what I'm about to say, right? Your ads can get lost in the noise. LinkedIn ads can help by ensuring your message makes it to the right audience, and that is so key if you are running a business or you are trying to find the best people for the openings in your company. With LinkedIn ads, you can precisely reach professionals who are more likely to find your ad relevant. Stand out with LinkedIn ads and start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. You will have direct access to and build relationships with decision makers, a billion members, 130 million decision makers. I know as a small business owner, I have to be on LinkedIn because that's where everyone's at. And if you are trying to propel your B2B business in 2025, what better place to be than LinkedIn? 79% of B2B content marketers said LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. Go where the best is. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/TED Audio to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/TED Audio. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn. The place to be, to be. Support for this show comes from Mint Mobile. If saving more and spending less is one of your goals for 2025, why are you still paying insane amounts of money every month for wireless? That's a question that I used to ask myself, but I don't now because I switched to Mint Mobile. It's the easiest way to save. I couldn't believe how easy it was to save, and I can't believe how much I was overpaying for my mobile service. You can maximize your savings with Mint Mobile with plans starting at $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I actually got this plan for my daughter who now has a mobile plan. She has a $15 a month 3-month plan and we have loved it. The coverage has been great. It's supremely reliable. So you can say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/talks. That's mintmobile.com/talks. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/talks. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy to see if you could save when you bundle your home and auto policies. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states.
You're listening to TED Talks Daily, where we bring you new ideas to spark your curiosity every day. I'm your host, Elise Hugh. If you're like me, you've probably gotten dozens of requests to connect on one platform or another, and maybe have ignored them because, well, we're living in an age where all the ways we can connect online can feel pretty overwhelming, and it's easy to leave those requests on the back burner. There's no etiquette class for texting. In her 2024 talk, community organizer Margot Miller gives us a few pointers to make and keep more meaningful connections online. Enjoy.
I want to see a show of hands. How many of you have ever deleted an email or a social media request because it was written like pure spam? Yeah. Or maybe you deleted it because they got your name wrong, or they used an awful cliche like "we share mutual interests," but never took the time to tell you what those were. Yeah, I remember a long time ago, I sent an email to a business acquaintance of mine. I was hoping to draw them into my network and maybe get some feedback. And so I work hard on it and I send it off. And to my surprise, instead of emailing me back, they sent me a text message. Awesome, it worked. Turns out it was not so awesome. The text message was to ask me why I sent them a mass message instead of a personal one. Needless to say, I was embarrassed, but at least I got that second chance via text message. Things have evolved a lot since then, and I'll start by telling you this. Today's version of networking has changed. We once had classes on etiquette. And then my parents' generation, and probably many of you, got literal instructions on how to shake hands and make eye contact. And then the internet blew up, and now there is no instruction at all. The skills that once served us well in conference rooms and at networking events are no longer enough. Now our networks span the globe. Today, we have over 5 billion internet and social media users respectively around the world. Most of us accessing our digital identities through the device that you either have in your hand right now or close enough. But this is great, because what this means is that we can reach almost anyone, anywhere, instantly. And now, I won't make you raise your hand for this next one, but is it possible you might still change jobs one day? If so, you should know that the vast majority of job placements are now happening through networking. They're happening through personal and professional connections. And so, what do we do with this? Well, first, this is not a talk about you becoming an influencer. Meaningful online connection is not about how many followers you have or what you look like. Yet, ignoring the power of connecting online, that's not just outdated, it's a significant missed opportunity. And what we need is a new playbook. Now, making up for my bad email days, I have since made a career out of connecting people online around the world. And drawing from a wealth of global interactions, I've distilled for you 6 ways to make better connections online, beginning right now. Tip number 1, connect, don't collect. We're in an era where scrolling can feel like connecting, and where we often overlook the fact that building a helpful community for ourselves is not a numbers game. Rather, it's based on the quality and the depth of our relationships. Think of the common Pareto principle, where 20% of our connections yield 80% of the results. But for this to work, we have to know why we're reaching out, have a goal, and do your homework. A strong first impression comes from stronger preparation. Take this message from Tally, for example. She was looking for a remote job in community building and identified me as someone who could help her. But rather than jump right in, Tally did her research on what mattered to me, and then she tailored her outreach authentically. This worked, and I ended up getting on a call with her. What also can work is sharing what you liked about a recent presentation they gave or an article they wrote as a way of showing genuine interest. And you can use AI and large language models as a way of doing efficient research for you. Just remember, it's a tool for personalization, not a silver bullet. Tip number 2, don't make it about you. Dale Carnegie famously said, you can make more friends in 2 months by being interested in other people than you can in 2 years by trying to get other people interested in you. Think about that for a minute. When you receive a message, you want to feel like you're the ideal recipient for that message, not just one of many. So include a clear purpose, a call to action, and if you can, make that person feel special. Tally also did this very well in the second part of her message to me. She asked for a call about my career journey. So this is great for 2 reasons. First, she asked clearly for what she wanted, the call. And second, she made it about my experience, which makes it real easy to say yes, because I don't need to prepare to talk about myself. I hear complaints from friends all the time that get messages with no purpose. The message literally just says, hello, or I would like to connect. Full stop. That's the whole message. Because the sender is thinking, well, I'll get to the real point once they respond. Don't do this. With no compelling reason for that person to reply, it's likely you won't get that second chance. Tip number 3, become a familiar face. A few years ago, I discovered a woman online named Anna. Anna had created a community globally for women in tech. This is a topic that I'm personally very passionate about, and at the time, I was looking to take my experience from a local to a global level of support. And so I started to comment on Anna's posts, hoping she would recognize who I was. Eventually, when I reached out to offer my expertise as an MC, Anna was happy to connect. She had recognized me. And since that call, I now host their annual conference introducing top executives from companies like Google, Meta, and Microsoft. In order to boost your visibility and those chances of new connections, try to become a familiar face to the right people. So you can go right to their content and engage with it, like I did, or you can join online communities, groups, and forums where you can share your expertise and identify some of those right people for you. And when you can, tag people relevant to the discussion as well. When you're a connector, people start to think really highly of you, and they also begin to recommend you for opportunities in return. And remember, the goal of networking, even when it's online, is to avoid invisibility. Begin building these relationships now so that they're ready when you need them. Tip number four, bring in person online. Right now, we're in an era where your networking is not done when the event is. In fact, at that time, our connections are still very light. So we must follow up afterwards. And when we do, make sure to include specifics about what you bonded over, or even just how you were standing in the coffee line when you met. And bonus tip, take a picture at the event with them and then send it after as a way of solidifying that memory of who you are. It does not have to be a perfect picture. But I'll tell you, I will not forget Zvele and how we bonded over podcasting at a speaker retreat and took this picture while we were surrounded by deer. You can also take this a step further, or rather back, before you go to a conference or a new city. Start teeing up opportunities in advance, sending carefully crafted messages to people that you want to meet while you're there. I did this in Prague, where before I left, I sent one well-crafted message to a then stranger on LinkedIn, and it landed me speaking at the Czechia Chamber of Commerce and to a great local tour guide as well. Just remember those tips one and two, do your research first, and then share how you can help them while you're in town. Tip number five, lose the emojis and be thoughtful. Listen, I know, sending off a quick emoji response is temptingly easy. I have to stop myself from doing it too, I get it. Or we get a new connection request, and right away, when it comes through, we're thinking, okay, now I can sell to them, ask for something, take. Okay, slow it down. Let's think of it this way. Online conversation is like playing digital tennis. If we just smack the ball over the net without aiming, we're likely to miss the mark. But if we really stop and position ourselves to try and understand where our partner is coming from, we can serve back something meaningful, a thought, a question, or even well-timed feedback. The art of conversation thrives on back and forth, not just back. So next time you're tempted to jump right in with your needs, or to just shoot off a quick emoji reaction, ask yourself, did I give them something they can return? Tip number six, follow up or fail. In Keith Barazzi's book, Never Eat Alone, we learned that 80% of building and maintaining relationships is simply staying in touch. We can do this easily. Send a quick DM, a text message, an email, or be generous online. So follow, retweet, comment, share, or take a talk like this one, for example. Do you know someone who could benefit from tips like these ones? Share helpful resources with people in your network as a way of saying, I'm thinking of you, but with something that's practical and supportive. And I will say this slowly, as it is paramount. The worst thing you can do is not respond once someone has connected with you or answered your questions. We must say thank you and close off the conversation for the time being. This way, there's space to come back and open up that relationship again down the road. And finally, the key is to just start. Remember, we all come from the same place, naked and with no connections. And like us, they're just people on the other side of that screen. And the more that we craft strong outreach and we get a positive response, the easier that it becomes, and the more exciting it becomes too, as our communities grow and the opportunities along with it. So let's do this. Think of someone you've been wanting to connect with. Someone who can help you achieve your goals. Someone who can give you the critical feedback that you've been looking for. Or maybe just that person you've been meaning to follow up with. Think of only one. I challenge you, reach out to that person today. You're ready to make meaningful connections online right now. Thank you.
That was Marco Miller speaking at TEDx Winnipeg in 2024. If you're curious about TED's curation, find out more at TED.com/curation guidelines. And that's it for today. TED Talks Daily is part of the TED Audio Collective. This episode was produced and edited by our team, Martha Estefanos, Oliver Friedman, Brian Green, Autumn Thompson, and Alejandra Salazar. It was mixed by Christopher Fazy Bogan. Additional support from Emma Taubner and Daniela Balarezo. I'm Elise Hugh. I'll be back tomorrow with a fresh idea for your feed. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Mark Maron from WTF here to let you know that this podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. And I'm sure the reason you're listening to this podcast right now is because you chose it. Well, choose Progressive's Name Your Price tool, and you could find insurance options that fit your budget so you can pick the best one for your situation. Who doesn't like choice? Try it at progressive.com. And now, some legal info. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Puka, Bella, I'm sure you've noticed some changes.
Who are you talking to?
I'm just practicing for when I have to tell the dogs about the twins. You know, because
they'll be fine in the spacious third row seat.
But the twins
can sleep peacefully thanks to the rear manual sunshade.
And what about the
extra cargo space for strollers and dog beds?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Can we go to the hospital now? The contractions are getting closer.
The three-row Lexus TX. Because everyone should feel like the center of the universe. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.